This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Ukrainians celebrate a day of unity, Kyiv appears to blame Russia for a cyber attack on their infrastructure Tuesday. The defense minister in Russia published a video to demonstrate it was returning some troops to base after live fire exercises. It should be noted no numbers or base names were offered in the video release. San Francisco, California residents recalled three Democrat members of the city's school board Tuesday for what critics called misplaced priorities in putting progressive politics over the needs of children during the pandemic. Ann Chu on KRON San Francisco.
They are putting politics over education. They're harming our children, and we can't wait to kick them out.
Voters overwhelmingly approved the recall in a special election, according to votes by the San Francisco Department of Elections. Vice President Kamala Harris will swear in Cynthia Tellis as ambassador to Costa Rica later on today. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The sharp spike in murders in the Maryland area has led officials to take drastic action as the investigation backlog is overwhelming the system.
Maryland's chief medical examiner's office has over 200 bodies needing autopsies and is dealing with the backup by storing many in a Baltimore garage and loading dock. Delegate Kirill Resnick, a Montgomery County Democrat, said the growing number of bodies has been driven by a spike in murders, COVID-19 deaths, and overdoses. Resnick says some remains are being kept on an emergency basis in refrigerated truck trailers. The U.S. National Disaster Medical System is sending at least one worker to Maryland after the state appealed to the Federal Emergency Management Agency for help. Resnick said people who go into the medical field want to heal the living, not work with the dead. State documents show that Maryland health officials have increased salaries to more than $370,000 a year to try to recruit more pathologists. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Thanks for letting us be a part of your day. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Senator Roger Marshall, the Republican from Kansas, has introduced a Senate resolution to end President Biden's COVID emergency powers that started March 2020 at the beginning of the pandemic by former President Trump. Mr. Marshall on Newsmax.
What I hear from folks back home is we're much more concerned about inflation than we are COVID right now. And what the president will do, he'll use this declaration of emergency as an excuse for him to continue to fearmonger, continue to exert power over us, to continue to put masks on our children, and to keep people from going back to our normal lives. So just think about how he's using this power to continue inflation. This is his excuse to continue to borrow money, to continue to pay people more to stay at home than to go back to work, and all this exacerbates that supply chain disruption. So this is about power and control, about Dr. Fauci and the president using this emergency as an excuse to exert power over you and your family.
President Biden wants more money.
The Biden administration is telling Congress it needs an additional $30 billion to press ahead with the fight against COVID-19. Two people familiar with the details told the Associated Press the request includes earmarks for vaccines, testing, and preparation for future variants. Meanwhile, the governors in Democratic-led states are lifting coronavirus restrictions. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And guess what? We've got Dr. Jim Dennison back with us. Yes, the author of this exciting new book. You've got to get your hands on it if you haven't had a chance to read it. This is incredibly insightful. Puts into perspective the war and the battle that we are in today. Yes, we are in a war and a battle. And Jim Dennison, I think you would agree, the first thing you must do when you are in a war and a battle, you must assess the enemy and understand, you know, what is happening, right?
Absolutely so, Bill. So glad to be on with you. Thanks for the privilege, my friend. I think it was Lao Tzu who said you've got to prepare not only for what an enemy might do, but what he could do. And
yes.
It's in that context, right? You have to assess capacities. And so, yeah, on a spiritual battle, Ephesians 6 says that our battle is not against flesh and blood. And so at the end of the day, we got to know what's going on so God can use us effectively to respond.
And this is why the book Coming Tsunami, why Christians are labeled intolerant, irrelevant, oppressive, and dangerous, and how we can turn the tide. And there's so much to unpack here, and we'll do this a little bit later on. But I first want to address, the Super Bowl. And Valentine's Day, and you say, how do we put those two together? And I think in a wonderful sort of way, because there were so many takeaways that we can enjoy from the Super Bowl if we'll just have a Salem moment, right?
Absolutely true. Once you get behind the score, to the people that created the score, as it were, to the players and the coaches, couldn't be more impressive. Some of these stories that are out there, these incredible star athletes, these coaches, and how they love Jesus.
Yes.
And how they understand. In fact, the Bengals head coach said that his life is faith, family, friends, and football in that order.
Wow.
Boy, can we learn from that.
Without a doubt. Well, that's the other thing, too. It's so surprising in this postmodernistic world in which we live in and where, you know, the media wants to reject God so on such a wholesale level. And here we've got the participants, you know, praising God. It didn't matter. I mean, it wasn't like one team could say, well, hey, we're the Christians and these are the non-Christians, you know. I mean, there were Christian stories and testimonies on the Bengals side as well as the Rams. I particularly was drawn to this one, Jim. I don't know, number 93, Marquise Copeland. Incredible story. I mean, here he was. He was to be born to his mother, but the family put all kinds of pressure on her to abort him. And he was not to be at this game had her family and those that were, you know, supporting the cause for abortion had been the case. Marquise Copeland would not have intercepted the ball that would have put, you know, the Rams into the Super Bowl. He would have been aborted. And when you read this touching story of this mother, this young girl who is left without the father, she has to make this decision. She's got pressure from her family. Abort the child. There's no future here for you with this child. And thank God she goes to Open Door and gets advice. And they love her through and come alongside. The child is born. He goes on to have a successful academic career. He is drafted into the NFL, and here he is playing in the Super Bowl number 93. And you can't help but think how many other Marquise Copelands in various walks of life would have been, but they weren't. or maybe some that are no more. Because.
And what a tragedy. Yeah, yeah. Tim Tebow's another example.
Yes.
You know, his mother was urged to abort him because of what they diagnosed, anyway, erroneously, as all sorts of medical issues, conditions, that sort of thing, and all the pressure. And, yeah, Marquise's mother, just an incredible story. I'm so glad you brought it up. As Life News reported on all of this, the pressure to abort him was so great it put her in a state of clinical depression requiring hospitalization.
Mm.
But she refused. Released from the hospital, received by Open Door Modernity Home, gives birth to Marquise. He actually went to the University of Cincinnati, oddly enough, and then was drafted by the Rams. So he's got allegiances on both sides here. But he's an example of what God can do with one person, just one person, if that life belongs to him.
Exactly. And as you say, here we have the coach of the Bengals. We've got Cooper Kupp, the most valuable player of the Super Bowl, you know, praising God.
Yeah, all across the board. And again, on both sides. That phenomenal rookie kicker for Cincinnati who really got them into the Super Bowl, who wore at one of the press conferences a T-shirt that says God is good, just making clear to the world who he is and what he is. And I love the way they did it. They didn't think that God gave them the victory. They weren't doing that. They weren't saying that God loves us more than them, that clearly we won, so God is on our side. It was just they were thanking God for the privilege of being there, for the gifts that they had, for the opportunity they had, the life that they had. And that's the kind of praising all of us can do every single day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was amazing, too. I was just so blessed, personally, Jim, that people of faith were able to speak out with boldness in an environment that has been so resistant against God and things of faith.
And that's where we can learn, I think, a very important lesson. James Davison Hunter, the sociologist of Virginia, has this marvelous book, To Change the World, in which he proves culture changes top down. You achieve your highest place of influence and live there faithfully. Calls it manifesting faithful presence. And you earn the right to be heard. So if you're going to be an athlete, do your best to be a world-class athlete, because the excellence of that will give you a platform that the skeptical culture might not otherwise hear. But, man, when you caught the game-winning pass in the Super Bowl, they're going to put a mic in front of you. And you have an opportunity to glorify God and to speak to biblical values that you've earned by virtue of the hard work and the discipline that got you there. So whatever your game is, whatever your sphere of life is, be the best you can be there and trust that God will use that to advance his kingdom.
Yeah, and as you say, the testimonies abound. You got the Bengals linebacker that you wrote about, King Davis Gaither. Tell our audience about him.
Remarkable. Yeah, he says, every step of my life, God has blessed me in so many ways. I'm blessed that I'm able to share his love and let my life be a testimony of his unwavering love for us all. I'll tell you, Bill, I wish I'd said that.
Yes.
I'm a pastor. I'm a preacher. I have a PhD in philosophy. I wish I had said it that eloquently. I don't mean that to be unkindly. I'm just saying that in his sphere of influence, he has been given a remarkable platform that he's using with eloquence and with remarkable passion and God's blessing.
And this is what happens when God, I often say, puts his super on our natural. In and of our own humanity, right? There's only a soul level. But when God anoints you, God who's Jehovah Magedish, the God who sanctifies, there is something real special when his sanctification is upon your life, right?
Absolutely. You know, Dwight Moody, who was the greatest evangelist maybe of the 19th century, never had a formal education, was almost illiterate, you would say, as you would look at his writing. Someone asked him about that. He said, I know others can speak better than I can. It's just that when I speak, God uses me.
Wow.
There's an anointing of the Holy Spirit when you're surrendered, when you're yielded. The downside of abilities and achievement is I can get too self-sufficient. And I'll tell you, Bill, I've learned this personally. Self-sufficiency is spiritual suicide.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. You said you had...
read that in a book.
Yeah, no, that's right. Experience teaches us that, Jim, that's for sure.
It does, unfortunately. So the balance is be your best, be it with excellence, but hold it with humility. Mm-hmm. Surrender to God every single day, asking God to do what you can't do. Do what you can do in partnership with him. And as you work, God will work.
Exactly. About a minute left here on this side before we go to break. You said you had a little bit more information and background on Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, remarkable story here. He gets drafted in the third round as opposed to the first round. Got passed over by all kinds of teams. The reason being that when he went to the trials that they do, you know, before the NFL, he ran a slow time on the 40-yard dash. In fact, I think he was 27th out of 30, something like that. And so he got passed over by all these teams. What they didn't recognize was his drive, his determination, his discipline, and his physical ability, maybe not off the block, but on that first cut or that second cut, his explosiveness in the field. So I say that to say every team that the Rams had two chances to draft the man that is now the Super Bowl MVP and didn't do so based on a number on a stopwatch, rather than looking at the heart and the character and the drive and the determination of the individual who is now the best receiver in the NFL. I don't remember how many years it's been since one person led the NFL in catches, touchdowns, and yards. He did all three.
Without a doubt.
Trifecta, and now he's the MVP of the Super Bowl.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Welcome back, America. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're talking with Dr. Jim Dennison, the co-founder, visionary of the Dennison Forum, pastor, author, and podcaster. His new book, The Coming Tsunami, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more. But before we do, Valentine's Day in the rearview window, And I want to say and be reminded as I was reading your column, God has a precious Valentine's card for us. If you didn't get the Valentine's card that you expected, or maybe you didn't get one, we want you to know God gave you a Valentine's Day card, and Jim has it to share with us.
One of the most powerful verses in all the Bible is also one of the simplest. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's a Valentine that's every day of the year. God proved it when he sent his son to die for us and to be risen from us and to come again for us. And so every day, know that you are loved unconditionally. You are liked unconditionally. You are wanted unconditionally. God knew everything about you before he chose you to be his child. He knows every sin you're going to commit. You don't even know you're going to commit. And he loves you that absolutely and unconditionally. And that's his promise every day of the year.
You know, I had a special conversation with Max Lucado, and his new book, 316, is on the verse. 26 words. Mm-hmm. 26 words, Jim. How powerful. And as Wikipedia cites, it says, this is the gospel. This is the gospel message summed up. John 3:16, just as you laid it out, and it's God's eternal Valentine's card to his creation. What a blessing.
Absolutely. Yeah, Martin Luther called it the gospel in a nutshell.
Yeah.
I remember reading some time ago about one of these capsules that somebody was making where they were putting things in that was going to go into outer space and maybe an alien civilization would find it. Someone asked, well, what Bible verse will you put in? They put in John 3:16.
Yeah. Exactly.
It speaks to the whole universe, doesn't it?
Yep, without a doubt. Jim, I want to go into your book here a little bit, The Coming Tsunami. You talk about an earthquake, and it's a multiple earthquake effect that is coming upon the world. We have the rise of post-truth culture, the rise of the sexual revolution, the rise of critical theory, and the rise of secular religion. It's all noted in your book, The Coming Tsunami, Why Christians Are Labeled Intolerant, Irrelevant, Oppressive, and Dangerous, and How We Can Turn the Tide.
Thank you, my friend, for giving me a chance to speak to that again. It's a rising tsunami in my own heart first. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, Bill, I wouldn't have said this 6 months ago. I am convinced that Christians are facing a rising tide of opposition that's unprecedented in American history. Never before. Now, I'm not saying we're in North Korea or that we're in communist China or we're in Cuba. I've been to China. I've been to Cuba. I've seen what Christians are facing there. But never before in American history have Christians been considered to be intolerant and dangerous to society. But that's the rhetoric that we're hearing today. We're called homophobic and bigoted, prejudiced, narrow-minded, discriminatory. And there's this rising move, Bill, that believes that religion itself flies planes into buildings, causes 9/11s and clergy abuse scandals. Now we're in this scientific, sophisticated age, and we know that religion is outdated, irrelevant, superstitious mythology. It's been said that we have to remove, we've gotten rid of every god but one, said Daniel Dawkins. Now we just have one more, just one more to go. And so there's this sense out there that at the end of the day, there's an oppression coming against followers of Christ. We have to be ready for now, remembering he's on the throne, making sure he's on our throne.
The good news is at the end of the day, Jim, what I have experienced in my life is that, you know, the opposites, whatever is true on one side is true on the other. This opposition is there for a reason. God allows it to come in to strengthen the body of Christ because of what's going to be happening on the other side. And that is people are going to be running to God. And we're already seeing, you know, little chinks in the armor. You know, as you talk about the rise of a post-truth culture, guess what's being exposed right now? Big time in America. All these lies that we bought into, particularly targeted towards one Donald Trump, I might say, and not to get into the whole political arena, but they lied about Donald Trump 3 ways to Sunday, and the veil of their lies is being pulled back.
And now we're starting to understand, aren't we, that at the end of the day, if truth is a means to an end rather than an end unto itself, that's another way of calling it lies.
Yes, exactly.
At the end of the day, if I'm using truth to advance my agenda, then it's just my truth versus your truth. But what we're after is the truth.
Exactly.
The good news is Christians have the truth. We just need to live it and stand and proclaim it with courage and with compassion.
And again, I underline the truth. The truth is the truth of God. It is the very truth that Pilate himself, in front of the truth, says, what is truth, right?
at the end of the day. I have my truth. You have your truth. If those aren't based on the truth, they're not truth at all.
Mm-hmm.
And what Kyla was saying is what people are saying in our culture today. What is truth, they're asking? Well, there's your truth and my truth. If you don't experience the truth, you're where you are now. And where you are isn't where you want to be. Dr. Phil's question, how's that working for you? Right?
That's right.
Post-truth culture. Look on every level, from political divisiveness and disharmony to the pandemic and all the divisions around that, to the politics of it, to what's happening overseas right now. At every level, we're finding out what happens if you reject the truth for your truth. You have no truth at all.
Exactly. Because it's our individual responsibility. The fact that you even ask what is the truth, that's a good question. Now, what is the answer? It's not for me to do your homework for you.
That's the God-shaped emptiness. The very fact that Pilate was asking that shows there's this universal hunger for truth, this universal hunger for love, this universal hunger to be loved, to be known, to be liked, to be wanted. And that's what the gospel offers us. That's back to John 3:16. God's the God of the Bible is the only deity in human history who will accept you as you are, where you are, but loves you too much to leave you there.
Mm-hmm.
It's his grace that meets you where you are and leads you to where you ought to be, because he has a best for you that is his intention for you. His son died for you to know that, to experience that, and that's what's available to you. He's as close as your knees. Mm-hmm. He's as close as your next prayer. He's as close as your next turn to him. Anybody hearing this conversation, Bill, can experience the truth by going to the one who is the way, the truth, and the life today.
Well, another shaking that's taking place, and if you think not, all you had to do is watch the Super Bowl and bear witness to the rise of the sexual revolution.
Tragically, we're seeing it on a level I would never have imagined my grandkids having to see it.
Mm-hmm.
We're at a place now where if your grandkids are watching network television, you've got to be censoring commercials.
Yes.
You've got to be censoring halftime shows, not to mention the plot lines in even game shows, as well as the comedies and the movies and all the things that are there. For 50 years now, we've been living a lie which says my body is mine to do with as I wish. My truth is mine, so my sexual truth is mine. I can identify myself in any way I wish in terms of sexual orientation, gender identity. And if you disagree, you are intolerant, which is the worst thing you can be in our culture. The first move was to normalize that, and we're still seeing that. The second is to legalize that, and that's Obergefell 2015. Now we're stigmatizing those who disagree and criminalizing disagreement with the so-called Equality Act.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a season we wouldn't have imagined 10 years ago. Who knows where we'll be 10 years from now?
Mm-hmm.
Which is the urgency of standing up for truth today.
And Dr. Dennison, you have critical theory replacing critical thinking.
And at that level, it makes us, because Christians are a majority, by definition, oppressors.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things critical theory teaches. It's a Marxist construct. It says you have majorities and minorities. The majority got to be the majority by oppressing the minority. So if you're in the majority, you are by definition an oppressor. Whether you're, if you're a Christian, then that makes you by definition oppressive of society and therefore dangerous to society. Now, that cannot be defended by critical thinking, to your point.
Right.
Critical theory is not critical thinking. It's a Marxist construct that tragically is gaining traction in our culture, and it's very deceptive.
A minute left here. The final point that you address is the rise of secular religion. God is judging this. We're already seeing this happening in churches around the world. God is judging these secular outposts. These are unacceptable to Almighty God.
There's two phases. There's a permissive judgment, and then there's a proactive judgment. No question we're in the Romans 1 permissive judgment, at least, where God's allowing us the consequences of our sins, the consequences of our decisions, turning us over to that which we wish to do. And we're seeing it on every side, aren't we? We're seeing it with rioting suicides, with opioid epidemics, with loneliness epidemics, all of that. But the good news is John 3:16 is still true, and God's love is still available.
Amen. He's the co-founder, visionary of the Dennison Forum, pastor, author, and podcaster. His latest book, The Coming Tsunami, linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Jim Dennison. Jim, as always, appreciate you, my friend. God bless.
My honor. God bless, Bill.
Hey, Jim, real quick here,
you're
before we say goodbye.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Ukrainians celebrate a day of unity, Kyiv appears to blame Russia for a cyber attack on their infrastructure Tuesday. The defense minister in Russia published a video to demonstrate it was returning some troops to base after live fire exercises. It should be noted no numbers or base names were offered in the video release. San Francisco, California residents recalled 3 Democrat members of the city's school board Tuesday for what critics called misplaced priorities in putting progressive politics over the needs of children during the pandemic. Ann Hsu on KRON San Francisco.
They are putting politics over education. They're harming our children, and we can't wait to kick them out.
Voters overwhelmingly approved the recall in a special election, according to votes by the San Francisco Department of Elections. Vice President Kamala Harris will swear in Cynthia Tellis as ambassador to Costa Rica later on today. USA Radio News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, an important part of your severe weather prep is thinking about ways to keep your home running following the storm, right? Well, a new study shows Americans are not confident that their current electric provider can reliably deliver electricity during all types of weather events. On the anniversary of the historic winter storm in Texas that left thousands without power, we're talking about ways to remain resilient. And joining us today is someone who stayed warm during the catastrophic power outage. She's teaming up with the Propane Education and Research Council, reminding people to be prepared. Jennifer Bourget, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Hi, good. Thanks for having me.
So, Jennifer, what was it like, for you when the lights went out in Texas?
You know, it wasn't super fun. We have 3 kids and a dog and a snake, so my family and I were all just trying to bundle up and huddle around our propane-powered fireplace and just trying to stay as comfortable as possible. My kids thought it was awesome. They thought, we were having a little camp out, but my husband and I were just trying not to panic and keep them happy. But those storms, caused the worst energy infrastructure failure in Texas history, and that led to shortages of water and food and, of course, heat. So in our case, thankfully, several appliances in our home actually rely on propane to operate. So when the power was intermittent, we learned that our fireplace and our furnace and water heater could quickly warm our families. So I'm just happy to help spread the knowledge now in case other families are looking to upgrade their homes.
So a nice, pleasant surprise. So through that process, you learn, well, those surprises and serendipity can save you sometimes. There's probably a smarter way to do this, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, I think that we're all learning. Just it's important to be prepared. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just the weather that's causing these power outages these days. Utility companies are throttling the already fragile grid during the summer months too, and plus it always seems like there's a disaster around the corner, so it's really more important than ever to be prepared and willing to consider a mix of energy sources, whether that's propane, solar, electric, natural gas, and just different options to keep our homes and businesses running and keep our families safe. And I don't know if you know this, but when the power goes out, you can actually still use some of your propane appliances, and it's one of those things I didn't realize until we were in the middle of the snowstorm last year.
Well, I'll tell you, some people are hearing this for the first time, and they're taking advantage of your hard-learned experience, so thank you for sharing. What other lessons should be learned from the grid failing?
You know, really, I think that I'm not the only one. You know, there's thousands of people that are doubting their current electrical providers, that they can reliably deliver power in all types of weather conditions. So I think it's important to remember that propane can be on site at your home, like we have it here at our house, ready to power all major systems, regardless of the electrical grid. And other families, you know, like ours, are looking to make thoughtful environmental upgrades to their homes. And one thing that we're looking at doing now is buying a standby generator and using propane, a low carbon fuel, to power it. Just makes sense.
Right. Exactly. How safe is propane?
It's very safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because some people may hear propane and, you know, oh, you know, something there is, am I running into danger here, Will Robinson, or is this safe? But definitely the technology has advanced over the years in such a way that more and more people are turning to propane because, doggone it, it works, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, propane is a clean, safe, reliable, affordable, and abundant energy option that's available right now with low carbon emissions. And yeah, like you said, a lot of people don't realize that.
How easy was it for you to make this conversion?
So for us, when we were building our home, it was, you know, an easy option and easy for us to make it. We have a propane tank that they came out and did it. You know, they put it in the ground, and then whenever we need it to be refilled, I mean, I don't even have to tell them when to come. They know, and they check our meters, and we get it. Yeah, so it's definitely not complicated, and it's not like we have to rely on the city utilities.
Now, did you think about propane beforehand, or it was just something that came with the experience of building a new home, and you had a smart, experienced builder who says you might want to have a propane tank?
Yeah, you know, a little bit of both. We have been on the city electrical grid before, and we still are, but when it came to looking for, you know, an energy efficient home, propane just made sense for us. Mm-hmm. And we've now, you know, as we're looking to make these upgrades, we've kind of been weighing different options and looking at the cost and the ease. And that's why we're really excited to get a generator, a standby generator for our home, and using mm-hmm. propane to power that, because then we can power our whole home with our mm-hmm. propane tank that we already have.
Well, Jennifer, with the experience of inflation, boy, the cost for a barrel of oil continuing to climb. I mean, it's near $100 a barrel now. What kind of savings are you experiencing with your home where you're using, you know, this combined utility?
You know, the point we really want to emphasize is just that propane is a clean, reliable, and it is affordable mm-hmm. for us, you know, and even, you know, right now.
Well, exactly. So after your experience last year, you know, what other arrangements, what other changes did you and your family make to be better prepared?
Yeah, you know, I'm like most Texans in that I'm never going to forget what it was like last year when the grid failed us, and what it was like, you know, I am just, I think even this year when it got cold for a few days, we were all ready, you know, like, okay, what's coming? What's next? In fact, one study found that more than 60% of Texans doubt the electrical grid in our state would survive another big storm. And you know, I'm along with that. I'm want to be ready for that. So the study also found that Americans as a whole lack confidence that renewable energy is reliable and affordable, and propane is. And you know, like I said, we're shopping for standby generators that are going to be available to power our whole home in case of another grid failure, and using propane to power that just really makes sense for our family.
Yeah, when you got the snake and the dogs packing their bags and looking for an alternative, you better get your propane act together real quick. They're going to exit on you,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
That's great.
Exactly. So, yeah. The snake, we were most worried about that.
Yeah. I bet. Because the thing is about snakes, when they escape, they find ways of hiding that you just don't know where they could be. At least that's been my experience.
True.
You always got to keep your eye on the snake, so that's good. I'm glad that things have settled down there around the household. Any other last-minute advice? We've got about a minute and a half left here, Jennifer, before we wrap up, that you would have for the good folks who are you know, maybe thinking about it, or they just haven't experienced what you've experienced. So any bit of advice and warning you would give them?
Yeah, you know, I think really just to be prepared. I know I heard that a lot growing up, like, you know, be prepared, make sure you have extra food on standby, make sure you have, you know, just emergency resources of water and things like that. But I never thought that we would be without power so long, and just to consider, you know, a different mix of energy sources so that in case you do lose power, and you know, if your electrical provider or the grid isn't reliable, that you have these different sources that you can turn to still power your major appliances, you know, and our furnace that's propane powered, like whenever we had intermittent power, it was able to warm our house so quickly. And that was just something that, you know, a benefit that we didn't realize until we were in the middle of it. But I think now's the time when you're not in the middle of a disaster to start planning and prepare for the next one.
Exactly. Well, Jennifer Bourget, where can people go for more information?
Yeah, you can find more solutions for your home by visiting propane.com.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. Jennifer Bourget, an award-winning digital content creator and mom of three. And don't forget the snake, okay? Never forget the snake. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Take care. Have a great day.
Got a party of 10 coming in. We need to flip those two tables.
Leah's restaurant is fully booked night after night.
Section 3 is still behind.
She no longer has reservations about finally finding a hostess.
Why doesn't 23 have menus? Oh, put it in my hand.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.375%. Yes, 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Let me tell you, the forces are coming at us, but I want you to know, as long as the show is able to stay on the air, we will continue to follow our U.S. Constitution. This is what I served our country for. Our father did in World War II. My two other brothers served this country to defend the Constitution. And the forces that are coming against our freedoms and our Constitution are obvious. We can no longer keep our heads in the sand. We're realizing the battle is no longer existential. It is amongst us. We've had so many people warning us about this, the likes that include Trevor Loudon, former FBI agent and analyst and intelligence officer, John Guandolo. I mean, they line up. I mean, there have been well over a dozen to warn us of this perniciousness that was living amongst us. And here we live today with wide open borders. We have, Marxists who are in our government, according to Trevor Loudon, all but I think about one of over 100 elected officials and those within the inner sanctum of the Biden administration are card-carrying Marxists. Okay, now I don't know how they can live with their conscience if they're just crossing their fingers when they take the oath of office, because the oath of office is quite clear. And I will say to you about those who have served our country, all of us who are former military, is our oath of office that we took when we were inducted into the military never ends. It continues. And so this is my promise to you. I will continue, according to the Constitution, to live up and follow those ideals. And I thank you for being a part of the solution and supporting the cause here, because we need to come alongside shoulder to shoulder and back to back to fight this good fight, freedom. because it's that important because of what we will hand off to the next generation. Do we want to hand off an America that looks like what Ocasio-Cortez and the other Marxists in our government, Presley, and on, Ilhan Omar, their vision of an America? And it's not a free America. And as we're finding out, even with our neighbors in the North, with Justin Trudeau, and the family history is revealed in Peter Schweitzer's new book. I mean, they are aligned, obviously, with communists. Then you wonder why he, you know, he puts out the edict and declares martial law and what he's doing to the truckers in Canada. Ryan Kelly joins us now. Being of like mind, he is committed to the fight for liberties and freedoms that belong to all Michiganders. While implementing his Michigan First policies, he is a candidate to become the 50th governor of Michigan, and we wish him Godspeed. Ryan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Good to be back on here again, Bill. Thanks for having me on. It's a beautiful day here in Michigan, and it's a beautiful time for freedom fighters because we are taking control of this narrative, and we are not backing down from these tyrants.
Well, the veil has been lifted, Ryan. I mean, it's so obvious what's going on, and America is waking up, and the Democrats are freaking out, whether it's removing the mask of our kids, standing against these mandates that, according to the real science, not political science that we realize we've been following all this time, but the real science said that masks, no big whoop, we need to take them off the kids. There have been some classrooms that have removed them. And when you see the video of these kids, how elated they become instantly when the teacher tells them, take off those darn masks, you don't need them.
Kids know one of two things. There's a group of individuals that want them to wear masks, don't respect them, don't respect their freedoms. And there's a group out there that's fighting for their freedoms, mm-hmm. doesn't want them to wear masks, and they don't put names of Democrat or Republican on it. But they see that there's two types of people. And as I speak with the younger generation all across this state, I'm finding that there is a huge seed of freedom that's being planted in our younger generation. This whole communist idea, this big government push that we've seen over the last couple of years is going to be continuing to backfire in the face of these progressive radical leftists. And I'm just excited to be a part of it and to play my role here. We have so much momentum built up in the state of Michigan behind my campaign. Mm. They, across the state, see me as the guy that is the change agent that the state needs here. My 100-day plan is very clear, and the momentum is building statewide. The enthusiasm for my campaign is incredibly humbling, I'll tell you.
Well, congratulations on that, because it is a common-sense campaign. It's what the people have needed, and now they're realizing this in rapid numbers. It's no longer about Republicans and Democrats. It's just, you know, common-sense politics and governance that has been missing for a long time, because what the left has been able to do by handcuffing reason and common sense. And the handcuffs and all the things that have been holding them back are now being released. People are being liberated. And I think the good side of this, Ryan, is people are going to appreciate how precious freedom is, how valuable it is, and how it is a constant and vigilant fight that we must maintain, because there's no way we're going to get rid of, you know, the Ilhan Omars or, you know, the Ocasio-Cortez and those that believe that America is has failed and flawed and that we have no future, you know, and their perspective, you know, needs to be put in the ash can of historical irrelevance once and for all. But we know better. We know that we have to continue to champion the good fight and this fight for conservatism, because what's coming out at every turn, Ryan, is that people are realizing, doggone it, these conservatives that we called conspiratorial and we wanted to put tinfoil hats on them, guess what? We want their hats. Because we're like them, and we agree with them now, whether it has to do with COVID and these mask mandates and vaccine mandates, whether it has to do with open borders, whether it has to do with national security, whether it has to do with energy independence and liberation in schools and schools that could return to a normal function of reading, writing, and arithmetic. What a novel concept, right?
the revitalizing of the American spirit, right? That very core of freedom and liberty is happening right in front of our eyes. It's incredible to watch. It's incredible to be part of it. And there's so many people like you and I that are playing a very active role in that. The AOCs of the world, they're on the wrong side of history. We know that. They're pushing this medical fascism, these mandates. You talked about the oath of office before you brought me onto the show that I was hearing in the background. And so many of those elected to office ignore our Constitution. They make up their own set of rules. What we see happening with the Canada trucker convoy here is people rising up and saying no. I see that Doug Ford in Ontario just threw his hands up and said, we're done with COVID here.
Yes.
Because the people are getting their voices heard. You know, I was at the Ambassador Bridge the other day, last week's Friday, I believe, and showing support. I made a TikTok video there. I got a huge following on TikTok.
Great.
Close to 300,000 views in a short period of time with tons of support all over the state, all over the country, all over the world. This is the movement of the people to secure our freedoms, secure our Constitution, and tell this big government push, no, we're not playing your game. And that's an exciting thing. People like you and I are making a huge impact, and we're not slowing down or backing down at all.
Ryan, what happens to the teachers in the kids' eyes who have fed them this false science and that have done damage to them? How are they ever trusted again? How do they regain the trust of the kids? Point one.
They don't. That's the thing, is they don't regain that trust. Once you break trust to that level and that capacity, you never regain that trust. It's a transition of our educational system. We see in Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer put out the largest investment in public education ever, $18.4 billion.
Wow.
An additional $435 per student. My first statement back to her was, what are you doing for that $435 that's adding value to the student's education besides throwing money at something in an election year, using students as political pawns, using teachers as political pawns? It's exactly what these leftists do, and it's disgusting. And the teachers that have went along with this, they will never regain the trust of their students. And nor do they deserve it, and nor do they deserve being anywhere near our education system. These people need to find brand new jobs, maybe somewhere, in a place that that appreciates tyranny, which is not America.
Ryan, you're a small business owner, and you know you don't put good money after bad. I mean, here our education system has generated a ranking, what, about 27th, 28th in the world? With all the money that we've been investing in education, that's the best we can do, 27. And so their idea now is not to clean up and figure out what's going wrong. We're just going to throw more money at a problem that is producing bad fruit. How do they think that giving them more money is suddenly going to change the product?
Michigan's ranked 38th nationwide in our education, and throwing more money at it is never the answer. Getting rid of things like Common Core, focusing on skilled trades, focusing on actual academics versus the emotional side of things, or things like critical race theory, putting in curriculum that helps students excel. That's the solution, but they just want to throw money at it with these larger budgets. Whitmer just put a $75 billion budget forward, up $5 billion from last year. Higher budget equals higher food prices for Michiganders.
And bigger government. Ryan Kelly, we got to leave it right there. He is running against Governor Whitmer to be the 50th governor of Michigan. The website, real quick, we got 5 seconds.
RyanDKelly.com, RyanDKelly.com. Thank you, Bill.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented
hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you a